Spengler wrote a work called The Years of the Decision, yarded there in Scheidung. And the sense of that was that we are at a point now of decision between the disintegration of the whole of Western civilization and its maintenance. And how is culture maintained when the people do not respect it, do not respect each other, when you're in our contemporary rip-off stage? The answer is the hard fist. We don't like to think about that, but has any other answer been proposed? On the other hand, there was another author writing who was a contemporary of Spengler's. And this was Leo Frobenius. And he also had the view of culture as an organism running through stages. And his view was somewhat broader than Spengler's. He was a Africa explorer and scholar, an anthropologist we'd call him perhaps today. And he saw not only the world of the great high cultures that Spengler was talking about, but a long, long period before that of non-literate, what we call primitive cultures, and then a stage with the emergence of these high culture forms, each of them running through this course of, you might say, an organic growth and decline. And in our period, a very special new situation, namely that one of these cultures, namely our own, has put a loop around the whole planet so that we no longer have separate little culture fields, but one planet, what Buckminster Fuller has called the spaceship Earth. And Frobenius points out that this situation is so new that it initiates a new age, not only for the separate cultures, an age that pertains not only to the culture of the West, our European culture form, but a new age for the whole of the planet. New forces are coming into play here, so that to compare our contemporary moment with that of the Hellenistic age is really to underestimate the complexity of the problems and the magnitude of the transition. So he says, not only do we have an organic context for the separate cultures, but we have a grandiose organic context for the whole history of the human race. It has gone through, as it were, a primitive childhood. It has gone through a middle age of grandiose high civilizations. It's moving now into a fresh period, and no one has any idea of its length, its character, or anything. And with that, says Frobenius, we are in a period not simply of disintegrating culture forms, but at the dawn of a whole new grand stage in human life and history. Now it's a question, which of these men, and they're both very close to each other, both in date, they knew each other very well, and in their mode of thinking, which of these men has the word to say that will speak for what is ahead? Is it that, as Spengler suggests, Western culture will die, and that the whole grand world of the Industrial Revolution, which has brought more wealth and health to more people in a shorter time than anything the human race has known in the past, will this just die away with all of its promise of future simply because it is a function of Western mentality? Spengler's point is that non-Western people are not creative in the field of science and industry, but simply imitative, and the main aim of their imitation is to shatter and break the Western power. And then they will go back into their silences, as India seems to be going back right now, back to where they were before. The world will return to its separate nests of quarreling people. This is a moment of decision indeed. And those who feel that human effort can amount to something and that we are not the victims of inevitable fate, but as a race can do something that will create our own next stage, can feel that by putting themselves into the position of looking forward into that future, not too much worried about disintegration, but feeling the generative new forces here, this moment of anguish and violence, which is the violence of dying forms and of new forms coming in, has to be honored for its power in a kind of Dionysian way, smashing the past and bringing forth the new. I'm trying to look at this in a large way, in the way of mythic thinking.